WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz, a division of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ as SALM. 880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are taking off. We have got a great show for you today. I am very excited. We have my friend Alan First. Alan is on. He will tell you he's not a sports agent. He's a sports financial planner, so he'll correct me repeatedly, but we're going to have a great show. We're having already laughing here in the studio. It's infectious. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. He is an exercise physiologist. He worked with the New York Jets. Now he works with me and other people in our community that play professional sports. We're going to have a special guest on with Tarek, one of his NFL clients, is here with us today. Stick with us. We'll tell you who it is later on in the show. And then we're going to have Ron Book. Ron Book, the super lobbyist, is going to be on. We're going to talk about what happened in Tallahassee locally, what happened on a statewide basis, and we'll talk also about what's close to Ron Book's heart. We've been talking about that here for a couple of weeks now, but we're going to have Ron on the show talking about it with us. Stock market went down a little bit today because there were a couple of questions about the Fed stopping their acquisition of securities in the open market that will cause theoretically interest rates to rise and dampen business. But eventually that will have to happen. So stick with us. We will be right back after this short message with Alan First, sports business planner. I got a thumbs up. All right, out of here.
When everybody is getting excited for football, it's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are going to get right back to it. We've got Alan first. Alan spent over 30 years working in the sports and entertainment industries from his early days as president of ProServe Financial Services, where he represented such luminaries as Michael Jordan, Arthur Ashe, and Patrick Ewing, as well as many others. Today, Alan blends sports agency business with event planning and marketing. Alan's considered a leading authority on sports business and corporate events. We're going to get Alan's personal insights into the business of sports marketing. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Glad to be here.
It's my pleasure, and I'm making sure I get all my technical stuff here working correctly. You're going to give me one more second, and we are now fully technically operative. All right. Now, Alan, how'd you get into the sports and entertainment business? I guess it started out CPA, financial planning?
I have a legal and accounting background. I'm both a lawyer and a CPA, so but I also had an interest in sports and entertainment, and just by happenstance, my best friend out of college was working for a firm called ProServe, based in D.C. They were a law firm then, Devil Creek, Offenshers and Benton. They were looking for a financial type. He recommended me, and that was 30-plus years ago.
Serendipity is usually the best way for things to happen. Now, you were based in D.C. Doing financial planning for one of the big law firms. I guess they were negotiating a bunch of contracts, and then that kind of brought you in to work on the financial end.
Well, it's kind of the pioneer days of the sports management business. Really started out when in the late 70s, mid-70s, when IMG was formed by Mark McCormick, and his counterpart, Donald Delf, came out of the tennis side, started ProServe, which was his first four clients were Arthur Ashe, Dan Smith, Bob Lutz, and Charlie Passarell when he was coach of the Davis Cup team. And as the sports management industry blossomed and grew, they converted from a law firm to a corporate entity, and they provide everything from agent work, marketing, bill paying, financial advising, and everything else.
Well, it seems like a lot of the sports personalities out there, a lot of them do real well. We'll say Magic Johnson, apparently, Michael Jordan, apparently, and others not so well. And we've seen them plastered all over real sports and stuff like that. What's the difference between the people that can hold on to it and the people that can't?
Well, I think that it really starts surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who are going to be looking after your personal interests. Certainly, I've always said in this industry, it's not always about access to the best and the brightest. It's about who has your ear. And unfortunately, in sports and entertainment, a lot of times the people who have these entertainers' ears are someone who may not always have their best interests at heart. And so, like any business opportunity, you have to surround yourself with the best lawyers, the best accountants, best financial advisors you can, and then hopefully do what you do best and let them help you where they can.
Now, it seems like the business of being a sports personality is getting more and more complex beyond the managing your posse aspect. It seems to now that it go branch into managing your image and managing your foundation and managing your foundation's activities. And I guess that's sort of maybe how you matriculated over to the events business.
Well, it really started when my best friend and partner, who I got into ProServe, decided to really branch out on our own, and we left in 1989 to start our own company called the D&F Group. And he was our chief marketing officer, and I was our CFO and president of ProServe Financial Service. So we always say combine our right and left brain, and he was really the marketing guy, and I was just the business guy. And we built our business around representing companies and creating events and sponsorships for them, and that's how I got into that space. But coincidentally, a lot of my athlete clients also had a giving back aspect, and I've been fortunate to help them in setting up their foundations or connecting them with the right organizations to support.
Yeah, it seems to me that the most important thing that somebody can do is to give back and put it back into the community. And a lot of the sports people, sports entertainers, if you will, you know, it seems like they really are working hard to try to do that. Now, who's the nicest person you've ever worked with? Let's throw a couple of these softballs up there.
There are a lot of nice people. I've worked with some great, I'd say, lead athletes. Everyone's coming from an Arthur Ashe, who's an icon, and obviously was fantastic, to Coach John Thompson at Georgetown, the father and the son, who certainly his industry has done a lot. You know, Alonzo and Patrick Ewing, a lot of guys came out of the Georgetown program. Even someone who may not be at the top of everyone's list, but someone like Lance Armstrong, when my company actually owned and managed a cycling team that he raced on way back in 1999. So, you know, it's important. Been fortunate to work with a lot of great individuals, and of course, including Michael Jordan at the start of his career and where he's gone from there.
Now, when was the aha moment that you knew that you were in the sports business? Because it sounds like lawyering and CPAing, that can kind of be boring. There had to be a moment where you said, oh my gosh, I'm now in the sports entertainment business.
It's probably when people came up to me seeking my autograph just by the fact that I knew a person named Michael Jordan and hung out with him at times. So it was like, by that connectivity, and even went on a foreign trip with him, and people assume that just because you hang with them, you must be either an NBA player or some sort of personality type. So it was pretty real at that time.
Well, a lot of the folks out there, a lot of our listeners, they have kids or maybe they're trying to get in the sports business themselves. You said you had an MBA, a CPA. You have the JD. It sounds like it's the confluence of the lawyering and the accounting part getting together so that you can handle kind of both spheres. And that's what somebody needs, is a good underpinning?
Well, there's so many opportunities today to get into the sports entertainment industry. When I started, there were one or two major sports management companies like IMG and ProServe. And then since then, it was even before sports management was offered as a college curriculum. In fact, I took one of the first sports law courses at Catholic University at the time before I graduated. But, today there's so many entry points, whether you work for teams, leagues, organizations, nonprofits, events. There are a lot of ways of starting. It's not only about managing or working with or being an agent, professional athletes. There's really a lot more opportunities that you just have to seek them.
Yeah, I know that our relationships with the different sports teams mm-hmm. here, they all have marketing departments, sales departments, the scouting and the talent departments. So it does seem like there's all kinds of different opportunities. We're going to take a real short break, and then we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the events that Alan's putting on here locally, some of the things he's been doing here in our community to make it a better place to live. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freed on Business.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with sports business person Alan First. Alan is here. We've got my wife in the studio making it a homey adventure here with our little vegan cupcakes. Thank you so much, honey, for bringing those in. Alan, back to it. Let's talk a little bit about some of your events. Now, you have the Agency 21 consulting team. We'll give a shout-out to a couple of them, Brett and Lisa and Kylie, I think, hopefully, and Harrison, Rachel, Bridget, and Isabel. Did I get some of them?
Got them all.
All right. Well, listen, what does it take to work at Agency 21, and what are you guys doing these days?
Well, Brett Friedman, myself, the co-founders of Agency 21, an eight-year-old agency, and it's interesting. I would say that a lot of people view sports and entertainment. We've also branched out what I call lifestyle marketing, and certainly we were fortunate several years ago to get tied in with the Food Network, South Beach Wine and Food Festival, and Lee Schrager and Southern Wine and Spirits, and we're the exclusive outside corporate sponsorship agency, working with them on both bringing in corporate sponsors and activating those sponsorships.
Well, Wine and Food Festival is one of the hallmark events here that's really been brought into its own in the last 20 years. Great feather in your cap on that one. So what are some of the other events? I know you've done some stuff with, I think it's Tony and Eric's golf tournament up there. Some of the other stuff, the fashion show that one of the players puts on, I think.
Yeah, let me touch base on two of those things.
Sure.
We do the Reed and Fiorentino Golf and Dinner with Ben Fitzlawrence Kids and Day School Athletic Foundations. I've known Ron Book a long time and Lauren, and certainly passionate about their cause. And the last couple of years, we've helped hopefully raise the bar in their golf and dinner events, raise some substantial monies for both charities, and recognize some great individuals in this community. We've also been fortunate to pretty much the last 6 years, help run Dwayne Wade's Foundation, Wade's World Foundation, run all their charity events.
Cool.
I think Dwayne would admit that Alonzo Mourning has served a little bit of his mentor in the whole giving back mode. And again, I was fortunate to help. You know, Alonzo's a 20-plus year client of mine. I helped him when he
Summer Grooved
started Alonzo Mourning Charities, Zoe Summer Groove, now Mourning Family Foundation, developed the Overtown Youth Center, which is over 10 years old and doing great things in the community. So Dwayne had partnered with him for a few years, but you know, on our own, we've been running events in Chicago, Miami, and during All-Star Weekend. And I think Dwayne and both these guys, you know, give back from their heart and their belief in what they do in the community, and they think it's important as part of their role.
Well, I can only say that the day that Alonzo got traded to town, Keith Askins lived in our mm-hmm. apartment building, and Alonzo pulled up to pick up Keith Askins, I guess, to go around town and find out what it was like to be a Heat player. I said hello, and I must say is that the arc of his involvement in our community is just something to make us all proud. We all should aspire to the fact that he gives back. I know my wife and I have gone to many summer grooves, watched the three-point, the half-court shooting contest that him and Timmy used to put on. So it's made a very big mark in our personal lives. And I've got to say is that every person that they help is a whole universe that they've helped move forward. So it's really great to have people like that here in our community.
Yeah, both he and Tracy, I mean, they're fortunate as a dynamic duo, have been in their own right and together have made a lot of difference and change in this community. And I've always, you asked earlier on that, I mean, I don't think it's my place and my role to tell or enforce my values on my athlete clients, and I think when it comes to giving back, it really starts with them. They have to kind of figure out where their niche is and where they feel they want to give back. And what I try to do is bring some professionalism to the giving back role and try to run, help them as a nonprofit, just run like a regular business where we can manage our costs, keep our expenses low, and raise as much money or give as much time back to the organizations they want to support.
Well, I got to believe that what they do is they provide brand identification and brand extension for themselves and for the different charities that they work with. Now,
exactly.
Now, one of the things that must come up would be succession. Somebody's been lucky enough to maintain it for their next generation. Their next generation's not a ball player or not a professional athlete or entertainer. I mean, I know you also have a lot of entertainment clients as well that we haven't even broach the subject on today. We'll talk about that next time. How do you handle the succession issues? Because I'm doing a lot of business now with family offices, and I'm getting into the second and, God willing, third generation. We have Larry Zinn on, a very, very successful third generation guy in town.
Well, I think sustainability is one of the biggest challenges, you know, beyond a person's playing days. I mean, certainly Alonzo, is a retired professional NBA player now, is going through a firsthand where, you know, fortunately the business skills and the people surrounding him, the people on his board, has allowed him to carry forward all of his missions, goals, and aspirations that he had started, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and, you know, it looks in his case that Trey may matriculate and may actually get a college scholarship somewhere. You never know.
You never know.
Now we talked about how you get involved. What's your typical day like? Either in an events mode. Let's talk about an events mode. You know what? Let's talk about what my wife wants to hear about. It's the day before the wine and food festival. What's going on?
We have a team of 6-8 people running around town. You know, there's 50 to 100 different events. That also includes the major ones like Burger Bash and Best of the Best and all those things. And basically, at that point, we're in activation mode. We're helping our corporate sponsors like Godiva, MasterCard, and corporations that we service during that week to make sure they activate and maximize their sponsorship relationship. Because while sponsors, you'd like to think, support events because all these events do benefit a particular cause, in this case, the FIU School of Hospitality. They're also looking for brand awareness. They're looking to entertain their corporate clients, corporate customers, or they're looking to, you know, increase sales, whatever it might be. Our job is to help them achieve their objectives through corporate sponsorship.
Now, that's one of the things that people here in town don't really realize is that FIU's hospitality school is one of the top ones in the country. I have a number of friends that went to FIU. You know, you got FIU, you got FSU, you've got Denver, you've got Cornell, only a few handfuls, and FIU is right up there. So high five to you for helping out the FIU kids. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I really wanted to talk about some of the fun things. And we don't have to identify anybody, but let's talk about some of the, maybe it's the three biggest money-blowing things you've seen. Party, animal, gift. What are some of the crazy things you've seen go on out there? Not one of your clients necessarily, just some of the things you may have heard or seen, like a story.
Well, on the event side, I think some of the biggest fundraising events are really people who have a foot in the Hollywood world and the sports world are probably Andre Agassi in Vegas, who every year has done a tremendous job raising millions of dollars for his charter school and his foundation. Also, I've been fortunate to be close friends with Jimmy Walker, who runs the Fight Night, which also benefits Muhammad Ali. And I think we've learned that
Jimmy Walker, Kid Dynamite?
A different Jimmy Walker.
Sorry.
But I think as you've gotten to work hand-in-hand with a guy like Muhammad Ali, you've gotten recognize what kind of an icon he is, and what when we bring him into a room with other professional athletes, people basically will stand up or cry or feel
Muhammad
like
Ali.
Yeah,
oh exactly. My gosh, I got to tell you, is that I don't really have a really big Muhammad Ali story. My story of Muhammad Ali is one of proximity. 1986, Tampa Bay Ballroom. I don't even remember the circumstances. Maybe he was as close to me as I am to you now, but the vibration of just, overused word, greatness, was just really amazing. And it was he was over the top. He wasn't really able to really communicate that well or anything at that point. But it was just the magnitude of his personality and his impact on some of the young people that were standing around me. I really wanted to be invisible and just let the kids have their time. It was great. The guy's just amazing.
And I'd say the two other unique moments I've been fortunate. One is, this is where I serve as a fiduciary for some of these professional athletes, someone who's on the inside, is probably, again, we all know Arthur Ashe when he was identified as having HIV positive and having AIDS. There was only a handful of us, maybe five or six people that knew about that for several years before he became public with it. And, you know, being on the inside of a, this was really before what's happened over the years of being, you know, someone got through a blood transfusion. Just dealing with that on a very, very personal basis, someone who, you know, you have a lot of respect for.
And that's the way he got it, right? Was through a blood transfusion.
And he had heart disease, right?
And it was about everybody at that time make you a pariah if you had HIV.
Exactly.
People didn't understand it. Magic had just pulled out of the NBA and stuff.
Right, which is why he kept it private for a couple of years and finally felt he had to go public with it, which was pretty interesting. I think then the other moment was, remember in 1996, Olympic Games in Atlanta, where we had worked with about dozen corporate sponsors, and just we started having an Olympic division, just getting close Olympic athletes, which I think are a little bit different mold than your professional athletes, even though today professional athletes participate in Olympics too.
Yeah.
I think you can work a lot of gymnastics, figure skaters.
Call it the smaller sports, less visible sports.
The heart and soul these guys put in their work and the achievements. And one of my former partners, you know, has won a couple gold medals. So those are kind of unique things we've done in this space, which are very personal and impressive.
Well, Alan, I just want to thank you for coming and sharing some of your personal stories. I know that you do a lot of entertainment work as well. Hopefully we'll have you back. We were pretty non-invasive, I hope, today, and we'll have you back and talk about some of your entertainment stuff. I know there's some really cool clients out there. I don't want to throw it out. I want to have people hopefully come and listen to us again next time. But Alan First, entertainment and events aficionado, thanks again so much for joining us today here on Freedom Business.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll be back after this short break. I think we got Ron Book teeing up out there, and we've also got Tarek Maddox, exercise physiologist to the stars out there. Well, we'll be right back after this short break.
Only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And now, WZAB traffic.
In Dade County, debris on the Palmetto Expressway, westbound and northwest 17th Avenue. And it is causing a little bit of a slope through that area. Also got emergency vehicles on the Turnpike southbound, on the toll plaza in the Turnpike extension at Southwest 216th Street. Turnpike northbound just after Alapata Road. Got the left lane blocked in that area. And a crash on I-95 southbound at Northwest 62nd Street. On the off-ramp, the left lane is blocked. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All All right, we are back. We've got another segment here on Freed on Business, and we've got my good friend Tarek Maddox is with us. Tarek, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
All right, well, listen, Tarek and I have been getting together, working out, and trying to get my old body into shape. Tarek, first of all, let's talk a little bit about your background. How did you get to the position where you're getting folks into shape
here?
Oh,
man, just in the training, I studied exercise science at FIU under Dr. Richard Lopez, and you know, I had an opportunity to go and do a strength and conditioning internship with the Jets when my brother was drafted there. You know, a little connections here and there. And so, you know, you can always learn in this field. The field is always changing. I'm just trying to keep up, you know, with some simple studying online, offline, different seminars and things like that, and just keeping it going with the fitness and health industry.
Well, you know, you've been doing good for me. I'm a broken down old man, and I've actually lost a couple inches and put on about 10 pounds since we've been working out. And I know that you help different folks get ready for different things, and you might have brought a guest here. Who we got here with us today?
My main man, Kevin Smith. He's in the house tonight. He's in the best shape of his life. He's here. Welcome, Kevin.
How you doing?
All right, Kevin, thanks for joining us on the show today. Now, what do we got here? What have you been doing with Kevin? Because I think Kevin's got a little bit of a job that he needs to be in good shape for.
Oh, yes. Kevin is he's always ready. Now he's in the best shape of his life. He's looking like a 21-year-old kid again. His knees are great. You know, he's in great shape. He's eating right. And he's looking good, man. He's just ready for the next level.
Now, Kevin, what do you do for a living?
Well, I play professional football.
Okay.
Been playing for the Detroit Lions for the past 5 years.
Okay.
And I'm currently an NFL free agent looking for a job and hopefully landing one soon.
And what position do you play?
Running back.
That's what I thought you played.
Graduated from the University of Central Florida.
Oh, there you go. You're a UCF guy, huh?
Knights in the building.
Oh, listen, man. I lived in Orlando. I live right off of 436 there in Winter Park, right there while you guys were hanging out and doing the thing. And, you know, I must admit I am a... Where is it? I am a Florida Gator, but you Central Florida Knights are definitely making a comeback. You certainly did a nice showing in the draft this year, getting your guys picked before some of the local guys here, I think. Now, how would you work out a pro athlete versus a guy that's a business guy? What's the difference?
All right. It's a difference.
And besides the size of my arm.
It's a difference. It's a big difference. Kevin is a little bit more of a sports-specific type guy that I have him on a strict regimen as far as what he's eating, how he's recovering, the workouts in the hot sun, versus the you, kind of, you know, your more sedentary style life. So we kind of keep you, you know, we want to keep you, you know, want to keep it easy, want to keep it basic.
Keep him in the air condition.
Yeah, he takes me outside every once in a while.
I take him outside sometimes.
He takes me outside. That's how he gets me sweaty outside. Oh, yeah. That's how he gets it, because you know. But what the real issue is I got this 52-year-old body, and it's really sensitive. And if I do the wrong thing, it can kind of get out of whack. And we've been having some things and working on my lower back, which has been really good. But sometimes it gets a little tight. It was a little tight last night. Yesterday, I had my neck a little tight, and like the old man, it's not what the workout was. It's when I went to water the plants where I snapped my neck.
You're doing great, Jim.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, we've been working on building up my aerobic stuff. What's next online for us?
Next online, I'll be seeing you again this Saturday, right?
Oh, you'll be seeing me Saturday. We got the pool lined up and everything
else.
We
got the pool for you, Jim.
Yeah, we're going to do the pool.
We got to. We must. We have to put you back in the pool and get you moving.
Now, you're going to bring Frank Gore's brother again like you did the last time we were
Jakari
at the pool?
Gore. He's a FIU Panther this year. No, I'm going to keep him on. He's pretty dead. I just got him on a workout program with Kevin Smith, and he's a few steps behind. Kevin's on another level, but he's trying to hang in there.
You know, I was really surprised because these guys look so big on TV, and you get in there and they're just massive up on the shoulders and in the arms. And I can understand why, because I watch a little TV on it, 70-inch HD. I must admit, in high school I was hit once and gave them the pads and said, this ain't for me. I'm going to go get a job with a salary, and I just can't do the get the crap beat out of you thing every day. But
it ain't for everybody.
No, it's not for everybody. And instead I get the business world beats the crap out of me every day, but I think I'm getting a good angle on them too now. So there's different stressors that come into play versus, you know, I have to be on. I'm on for a 14-hour day. I'm running. I'm going. I'm blowing. I'm all high energy. Not quick bursts like Kevin. Different kind of energy. So that would be different training, yes?
Yes, sir. It's different training. With Kevin's is, you know, very, very short recovery periods, at least 30 to 45 seconds. You know, got to keep his heart rate all the way up there, just like game mode, you know, plays back to back to back. So, you know, he has to train very similar to how he's going to be playing in those big games.
Yeah, versus me, who I just got to be able to keep the long haul going, smooth and nice, and get up there and then just stay up there.
We just got to keep you in the best shape of your life. You
know, I'm on the way.
Small, slow stretches or static stretching, different types of stretching, you know, walking. You know, we just want to keep you healthy, want to keep you looking great, you know.
Yeah, no, the main thing for me, and I guess for most middle-aged weekend warriors, if I could absolutely paint myself with a brush that perhaps doesn't really apply, the most important thing is to not get hurt. Because if I get hurt, all the benefit that I've gotten over the last 3 or 4 weeks goes away because I stop. You know, it's, I mean, he goes on the shelf. He may lose endurance. He may lose a little muscle mass. But if I go on the shelf, I go back almost to zero.
That is correct.
So we need to make sure that we keep a good workout going that keeps me in good shape, that keeps me limber, keeps me fit, keeps me feeling good, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, what is it that you find to be the biggest problem for the general public that you train? And let's be specific here. It's not just middle-aged old men like me. You teach, you train young high school kids that are looking to break into the next level in the high school so that they can get noticed and make it to the next level, and you add a little bit of your network to give them some credibility. It must really be a very nice little potion you can bring for the younger athletes in town too.
Absolutely. But you, most and foremost, you have to be dedicated, and you got to want to do it. And it's, you know, no excuse type like training. It's not, you know, it's not for everyone. Even the so-called players that want to take their self and the game, their skills to the next level. I mean, not every player can go out in the sun every single day and you know, train how we train. It's just not for everyone. But, you know, you have some special kids that can hang in there with guys like Kevin Smith and Frank Gore and whatnot. But it's tough work.
Well, you know, Kevin, it sounds to me like your workouts come complete with a trash bag.
Yeah, you know, tough. A lot tougher than, you know, I'm used to training. I've been training with the same company for the past 5 years, and I just switched over to Terek's program, and it's got me on another level. You know, we do a lot of different things, not a lot of rest. You know, we're working hard every day, and not for long, too. We're not going through 4 and 5 hour workouts. You know, we're getting straight to the point, hour and a half, and we're going at it.
Well, it sounds to me like you really have got a good training program going, that it's expanding. How do people get more information about your programs, Terek?
Well, they can. You can call me at area code 786-278-5584. Just shoot me an email at terekmaddox@yahoo.com. That's my name, Terek, T-E-R-E-K, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X @yahoo.com.
Well, I know one person that thinks you're absolutely terrific, and that's Johnny Social Media 305, because he's the king of the Twitter, and he's just doing great, and you're a really social guy. You get in there with the Twitter and everything else, and, you know, so we'll be right back after this short break. I want to thank Terek. I want to thank Kevin for coming in. Kevin, I want to wish you luck. I'm sure you're going to get picked up. I feel a hamstring pulling right now somewhere up in the NFL.
All right, thanks.
The phone is ringing right now, right now,
and he's got ready,
you,
baby.
He's got you in the greatest shape possible. We're going to be right back. We've got super lobbyist Ron Book holding on the line. We're going to be right back after a short break. We're going to find out what happened in Tallahassee this session in the legislature, and we're going to find out what's coming up next for Lauren's kids. Back after this.
The heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, space to rent in this town.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day, and I'll tell you, when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you can get every advantage that you want by calling our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And after the NFL and sports agency, we have the gentleman that is the agent for many municipalities and other people that are looking to get things done in the state of Florida, Ron Book. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be back on the show. Hope everything is well with you and everyone at the station, as well as all of your listeners.
Oh, yeah, we're doing great. And I got the lovely Miss Vivian riding side saddle here today for me on the show, too.
Well, she's bringing up the class of the show, obviously.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. Now, I got a full page from the Miami Herald that talks about all the stuff that happened in Tallahassee, Ron. What was the most important stuff that our listeners need to be aware of that changed from last year to this year?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing that ought to be of interest to the listeners is, number one, taxes aren't going up.
Hallelujah.
And number two, they managed to find a way to spend $1 billion more on our K-12 education system, which means that not only are all of our teachers in our system going to receive a pay raise across the board, but per pupil funding is going up, and dramatically the Miami-Dade County school system alone will end up with almost $100 million more this year than they had last year. That's a big deal. So that ought to be of great interest to the listeners on the station. And in addition to that, quite honestly, the legislature made sure that the healthcare system was well-funded. There are no Medicaid cuts in this budget. There is a change in the way Medicaid billing will be done going forward. And based on the decision by the leadership in the Florida House, there'll be no expansion into a form of Obamacare and Medicaid expansion because that was blocked by the Florida House of Representatives.
And why was that? Because that seems to be inconsistent with the general desires of the overall populace, just from taking the pulse on the street kind of thing.
Well, the governor and the Florida Senate believe that we should have done some form of expansion related to Medicaid, but the Florida House made a decision that that was not something they wanted to do. They did not want to become dependent upon the federal government to draw down federal dollars when they believe some of those monies would dry up inside of a 36-month period, and they believed that the risk was too great. And that was the reason for their decision not to expand.
That actually is the first time I heard it explained, and it actually almost makes sense. You don't want to start something if you can't finish it.
Well, the governor and the Florida Senate believe that while they may not have been able to maintain at the level that the federal government would have been funding it in the first 36 months, the Senate and the governor believe that the $5 billion a year over 10 years was too much to bypass, which was why the Senate and the governor had supported an expansion. So, there are two sides to every story, and there are two sides to that story as well. But that's the reason.
Well, listen, I want to ask another question. It's a tough question for the people of Miami-Dade County, and the question is, why didn't the House hear our bill, the bill that many people were looking for with the Miami Dolphins? And I got to tell you, there were a bunch of people that voted early in our office. I took the tally. It was 3-3.
Well, look, we believe that the voters of Miami-Dade County would have ultimately approved a stadium deal that we believe was fair for the people. We believe that the bill that we started with was dramatically different by the time it was ready for consideration by the full Senate and the full House. The Senate considered the bill on Monday of the last week and passed it 35-4. On Wednesday of the first week of the last week of the session, the Senate took it up as an amendment to another bill and passed it 36-3. On Friday of the last week, the Florida Senate decided to pass it again in a pared-down version as an amendment to the transportation package and changed the title of the legislation to an act related to economic development. The Florida House made a decision based on a leadership decision that they were not going to allow that bill to reach the floor of the Florida House, and it was not considered. The reasons that Speaker of the House has given is that we lacked significant support by Republican members of the Miami-Dade County delegation. I don't know whether that's the reason or it's not the reason. I know that's the stated reason. I would say just simply the following, that by the same basic margin of votes, percentage-wise, if the bill was approved in the Florida Senate, I believe the bill would have been approved on the floor of the Florida House. I believe there were somewhere between 85 and 90 votes to hear the bill in the Florida House, or had the bill been heard. I believe the bill would have passed by that kind of a margin. I think it's unfortunate that some did not feel that this bill should have given the voters of the Miami-Dade County the right to make a decision whether to pass a funding mechanism for the stadium that is obviously substantially different than anything that this community has ever seen before. And you know that I'm obviously referring to the Marlins deal, which many did not feel was in the community's best interest.
Yeah, but it seemed to me as though the Dolphins had thoughtfully crafted a different approach.
It was a vastly different approach. First of all, the part that would have given them a sales tax rebate at the state level, which is identical to what eight of the nine professional sports franchise facilities already receive, so it seems fair. We had all kinds of conditions, including a payback provision, required the owner to build at his significant amount of his own money in the game. Number one, the other side of the bill simply gave the voters of Miami-Dade the right to determine whether people coming to visit our community should pay an additional percentage point on their hotel stays in order to help fund an economic development driver in our community. It seemed eminently fair to me.
All I could say is that every time the BCS championship game or the Super Bowl come, I, as sitting at the 195 exit over to Miami Beach, can tell you that you can't get from I-95 to Miami Beach. The U from 95 around the 395, 195 is a brick. And so it's obvious to me the economic development that that brings. But I want to switch gears, Ron.
Sure.
Okay. There was a bill, and this I don't know what side of this you're, if you were on any side of this, the word fracking comes to mind. And we live in a state where our underground strata of dirt can only be described as Swiss cheese and sponge-like. So, if we're going to be doing some fracking here, I've got to believe there's got to be at least some kind of protections. Call me a Bob Graham Democrat. I apologize.
Not my piece of legislation, so I really wasn't following it terribly closely.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I think that's a good answer. Well, what are some of the things that we can look forward to that are already bubbling up for next year? Glitch bills, other hot topics, things that we can look for? Is it going to be a congressional election year next year?
Well, no, you've got another year. It'll be a year from now before people will really be campaigning in earnest for the next campaign cycle. We don't have a legislative or congressional campaign cycle in this 12-month period, so it'll be about a year and a half before that comes to pass.
Okay.
I think that what people need to be paying attention to is, number one, I believe that Florida has committed significantly additional resources in economic development, and I think that will be of great focus, continuing to try to reemploy many Floridians. But number two, I don't believe we've heard the end of Medicaid expansion. I don't think we've heard the end of Obamacare or the patient, the Affordable Patient Care Act, as some other people would like to call it. The fact of the matter is, I think there's a fair chance the governor may call these guys into special session sometime in the near future to readdress the issue. The budget, which is a little over $74 billion, reached the governor's desk just about an hour ago today. Governor has 15 days to act on that budget. The governor will be going through the budget with a fine-tooth comb and culling out projects that were inserted in a budget that he may not feel were as worthy of support as members of the legislature have felt. Many are hopeful that the governor will be a little bit more lenient and respectful of the legislative prerogative as he reviews this year's budget and determines what lives and what dies.
Now, Ron, that's a great synopsis of what's going on, what we can look forward to, and I want to switch our focus again to something that's extraordinarily important to my wife and I, and I think to millions of people across the country, and that's the fine work that you and Lauren are doing with Lauren's kids to help prevent some of our most vulnerable people in our community from being taken advantage of. And this thing that's been going on in Cleveland certainly brings more things to light, that there are monsters around every corner, it seems.
You know, thank you very much for giving some attention to our fight to prevent childhood sexual abuse, not only in our community, but throughout the state and around the country. And the legislature, by the way, and the governor were very generous this legislative session on matters related to further protecting children. They passed a number of measures to further help prevent child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, if you will. They passed a number of other provisions related to hearsay evidence rules as it relates to victims under the age of 16. They funded a first grade through fifth grade mandatory curriculum in our public school system in the state that Lauren and Lauren's kids will be developing this year. But quite honestly, there's not really much that I consider to be more important than doing whatever we can to prevent childhood sexual abuse, 95% of which is preventable with education and awareness. And you and Vivian have been extremely generous with your time and your commitment to helping to get this message out there further. The situation that we learned about yesterday with those three brothers and the three young girls, now women, that were abducted and held some almost a decade worth basically in bondage as sex slaves for those three men is really despicable. At the heart of sexual abuse is really a control by predators and offenders. And those three men were in complete control of those three women. And what occurred, and one of the women having had a baby 6 years ago, really is about as nauseating and as disgusting as almost any of the other stories we've read and known about in recent times.
The only thing that I can say that comes of this that's any good is it sheds light into the dark places where these individuals exist. And I have to choose my words carefully in this regard. We talked about some of the programs that the governor and the legislature have done this year. We know that they've done some things last year. Do you have some initiatives coming up that we should be looking out for the upcoming year?
Don't have anything beyond knowing that we've got to be watching what they do with Medicaid reform and Medicaid expansion, first of all. Second of all, an issue that I should have mentioned that I'm glad we have a minute to go back and let me address, because it's an important issue in our community, and that's the issue of Miami-Dade College and the referendum that would have allowed an increase in assessment in sales tax, if you will, to help fund the long-range plans and growth of Miami-Dade College, the largest college of its type in America today, and a college that has provided an education opportunity for so many individuals, not only from Miami-Dade County, but from other places around the country that come here to be educated. And that bill failed again this year. It was a bill that came through the Senate and was on the House calendar for final consideration. And that's another one of those measures that did not get heard in the closing days of the legislative session.
Ron, I'm getting the finger. I've got 15 seconds left. I'm going to ask you to come on, and we want to talk about Miami-Dade and education in another segment with you.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. Remember, the person that wants to go out, the one that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Join us next week on Freed on Business.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around.
with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down the home.